Hey, happy summer. You know, I got stuff for you. I'm your wiser advisor. How did I get so wise? I mean, I'm pretty old, but I should be 200 years old to know as much as I know. I just want to help you out with that. Here's how come I'm wise. Because of my parents. My mother taught me religion. You better pray. That'll come out of the carpet. My father, he taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. My father taught me logic because I said so. That's why. My father taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. My mother, she taught me the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. Hey, Mom. My mother taught me about stamina. You'll sit there until all your spinach is gone. My mother taught me about the weather. This room of yours looks like a tornado went through it. My mother taught me about being a hypocrite. If I told you once, I've told you a million times. Do not exaggerate. My mother taught me about behavior modification. You act just like your father. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until we get home. My mother taught me about receiving. You are going to get it from your father when he gets home. My father taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. My mother taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you will never, ever grow up. My mother taught me genetics. You're just like your father. My mother taught me about my roots. Shut that door behind you. Were you born in a barn? My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. My father taught me about justice. One day, you will have children, and I hope they turn out just like you. You know, and the last one I got for you is my mother taught me about envy. There are millions of less fortunate children out there who don't have a wonderful mother like you do. That's true, Mom. Hey, Mom, happy day. Okay, couples, this is an astounding fact. This is something you all need to know. It's important to get through your day. Dating sites. Up to 80% of those who use dating sites lie. They lie on their profiles. Women tend to lie about their age and their weight, and men, they lie about their height and their jobs. And when they meet people, they go, ugh. And upwards to, 40% of all couples today have met on dating sites. There's a company called Match.com, and the boss of that, his name is Gary Creeman. He was dumped by his own girlfriend after she met somebody else by using his website. Nothing turns on that. Now we get to the depressing stuff. Are you still with me? Ottawa, Canada, the Prime Minister of Canada. One scandal after another. He's Teflon, and a Teflon pan, of course, nothing sticks to it. You get over it, you burn stuff that would normally burn in another pan, and then you wake up and you carry on, you do it again. You burn people. And that's what he's been doing, burning the citizenry of the country. And now he's saying, you know what, everything is going to be okay, and new things are coming at him. And he's trying so much to put distances between himself and all the scandals that he creates, so he's looking for other people's scandals. Here's one now with the Governor General of Canada. He says, hey, I've been hearing all this stuff, you know what, and it's a toxic workplace that she has. Yours isn't. And I'm going to look into it. I'm considering all options to evaluate the claims of harassment allegations against the Governor General. Governor General should be canned anyway. I mean, it's a ceremonial position, and they also have one in each province. A total waste of money. Zillions and zillions of dollars. Doesn't make any sense. And get rid of them all. And toxic, you're toxic, just saying. More than a quarter of all, that's more than 25%, of all public servants federally in Canada were granted paid off time during the first 11 weeks of COVID. That's an estimated cost of almost $500 million. That's a lot of dough. Now, these same people just recently got a raise. You have millions and millions of Canadians who don't have a job. They're penniless. They're in big trouble. Trudeau, subsequent to that, he's given himself raises, all the MPs raises this year, and now he's given raises to about 84,000 of these same people who have had time off to go home because there's a COVID going on, your poor little souls, right? I mean, the Liberal government, they're nuts. They're just totally, totally out of their minds. And they're trying to destroy the country. And you know what? They're doing a good job with that. That's the only good thing that they're doing. Prime mistake. I recently gave a contract to run this $912 million student volunteer program. We've talked about that. I mean, who gets paid to volunteer? I thought it was a free position, right? And the foundation, though, that received this money, I think it was upwards to $45 million, they only received charity status last year. Very recently, right? As in months ago, and their sole stated purpose is just to hold real estate. And what a scam. I mean, people are filling up their buckets with money, and it's all coming from the Canadian taxpayer. Somebody needs to rise up. I mean, scream and shout. These people should be forced out of office. They won't quit because they're too arrogant. And they think the people, the citizenry, are too stupid. They think, hey, it's Teflon. They'll get over it because soon we'll be cooking something else. They're cooking something, all right? They're cooking your goose. Finance Minister Bill Ma-ba-ba, whoever he is, he's married into a very rich family. His wife is a McCain Foods. They're worldwide and cha-cha. So this guy, you know what? He shouldn't be out doing crooked things, should he? Rich people are crooks too. I mean, he's been captured as well. He says, though, we've made significant donations. I'm still talking about this We Charity, the $1 billion. Him and Trudeau should have abstained from voting, and they didn't. And he's right in there. His daughter works there. His daughter gets money to speak. It's a family pieces, you know, it's corruption. Wow, through and through. And I don't know, I could just go on and on. I mean, he returned $40,000 recently because he said, oh, you found that my family and I went on a trip and the charity paid for it. Oh, I didn't know that. Here, I'll give it back. How don't you know that? You go to another country, you're only gone a few days and you're living the life, right? And somebody else is picking up the tab and you then say, I didn't know that? Oh boy, you're insulting the integrity and intelligence of every Canadian citizen in the country. In California, recently he had a security guard. He was charged with murder because he shot a 50-year-old man at a supermarket because the man was not wearing a mask, and that made him mad. And that was at the Gardena Market in South California. A bit extreme, but a lot of that similar stuff is going on. It's kind of weird. Vancouver, Canada is not what I'm going to talk about. But having a bad time here. I'm looking. It's not kind of getting into and doing the channel down, right? Las Vegas. That's what I've got to talk about. The COVID has really, really had an impact in Las Vegas. I own a lot of property there. I know this stuff because nobody is there. I mean, air travel is virtually non-existent. And the picture for the economy of Las Vegas is bleak, to say the least, right? There's been a 97% drop in the second quarter for most hotels, if not all. And this particular one is the Sands Group, and they own the Venetian and the Palazzo hotels. And I've stayed there. I go there often every year. The SHOT Show is actually held there. 100,000 of my closest friends come. And they have lost close to $900 million in the last quarter, the owners of these hotels, whereas at the same time last year, they made that same amount. So you have a spread of about $2 billion with a B, $2 billion. And that's just the remedy. What is a remedy? It's pretty simple. You need more customers, okay? And the hotel occupancy rate right now is 20%. With all the ones I own, I would have said zero, because there's nobody there. But anyway, 20%, so that's 20% better than I thought it was. There's no planes, no tourists, no work, no money. No kidding. Y'all come back. See ya.